Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. You bet just $1, that's $1 on any football game this week, and you get $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number four, that means Andrew P. Shea is back in the house, and it also means we need to announce our Ask Ross winner, and this week that is Sean from Mechanicsburg. So Sean will be getting in touch with you. You win the KSN sweatshirt. All right, Andrew, as always.
Sweatshirt,
nice. Yeah. Hey, the weather's turning.
Yeah.
You need the polo for the summer. Getting a little chilly. It's going to become football weather here. You get the KSN sweatshirt.
Nice. Didn't know about that, but nice.
How about it? Nice change there. All right. As always, you get the last word. First of all, on the Villanova game, we kind of hit on the running backs, the running game situation. Any other last observations? Tell me something about that Villanova game that we haven't been talking about yet.
So I think I will. I respected the way Villanova brought their best to the table, right? Like, I think Villanova actually played pretty darn well. And I thought, at the same time, I liked how Penn State went about its business of putting the game on ice by the end of the third quarter, right? Like, both sides of the ball, you know, you could talk about the micro stuff, and I'm sure you guys have talked about the running game, but I'm talking about overall, I thought Penn State went about its business pretty darn efficiently and pretty darn well, and they got out after three quarters. I mean, yeah, the speed gap was such a stark contrast, and that's one thing to have it and be able to show some of it, but the Nittany Lions actually use it as a weapon. So in my eyes, it was a no letdown effort overall. And that's all you can ask for when it's sort of you're playing an FCS opponent, even though one that has a little bark in its bite. I thought it was a no letdown, and it was the kind of effort you want to see out of them in a game that's going to look like that. It's like it's Villanova, right? But Penn State made sure that it looked like they were the much better football team across the board.
It was interesting in talking to Ross, he watched the coach's tape of the game, and he said, yes, Villanova did sell out to stop the run. That's
why you
ended up with the situation, like the first play from scrimmage, Jahan Dotson one-on-one with the entire field to work with, and that's not a fair fight. But towards that end, and I've used this statistic earlier in the week, but I believe it's worth repeating, Andy, to show you the efficiency with Jahan Dotson and Parker Washington. Listen to this. The two of them, Dotson and Washington, were targeted 12 times. Number of receptions, 12. Yards, 265, and three touchdowns.
Yep.
That's pretty efficient and pretty well done, isn't it?
Yeah, the first play was just the lid lifter. It just was like, you know, the first touchdown pass. I mean, you know, the long bomb, the Dotson was just the appetizer of what was to come and what they could do. And yeah, Villanova was sort of junking it up with 6, 7, occasionally 8, but mostly 7, and they committed to stopping the run. So it was, you know, sort of that took what they gave you, but they just didn't take it. They just went deep shot and took it. And it was pretty impressive to watch.
Okay, let's look forward. It's Indiana weekend. I think this sets up really well for Penn State in that it's a night game. Indiana, there's going to be plenty of motivation, I believe, this week. Plus, you have James Franklin talking about making it a tough week of practice for them. I think everything sets up well for them playing Indiana in this way. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's I think there are things some set up well. This team's kind of been a thorn in James's side during his tenure at Penn State. Even though they're 6-1, you know, they've had some tough games against the Hoosiers. So, you know, Indiana is struggling. They're 2-2. They had to, you know, pull a little bit of a rabbit out of their hat just to get to 2-2. There's, you know, there was a real possibility that this could be a 1-3 team. A lot of things that went right for them last year and what they were doing last year, none of that is happening this year. So they come in here as there is potential. They haven't shown any of it yet. That's the thing about Indiana is that my pause for concern in this game and from a Penn State perspective is Indiana hasn't shown very much. Are they going to just not be that team that can't show what the kind of a little bit of what they have, or are they going to actually come through and do that on a big stage like this? That's the only concern. But if I had to bet, that would mean that the Indiana offense has to be better, then I would bet on the Penn State defense. I would take them in a fair fight.
Well, and if you're talking about Indiana's offense, you got to talk about Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback, who we saw what he did against Penn State last year. But I think in that game, if you really look back and look into last year's game between these two teams, Penn State had him bottled up for essentially 3.5 quarters. It was right. The last drive of the game plus overtime. But I get the feeling that's who Michael Penix Jr. is. The one day you're going to get him throwing 3 interceptions and having, you know, a couple pick sixes like he did against Iowa. And then you could have a game where he's the guy who beats you. And it becomes, yes, which Michael Penix are you going to get?
Yeah, they've struggled more. I mean, Penix has struggled, right? But they've struggled offensively across the board in the passing game. Their top wide receiver, you know, Ty Ferrifoglu, he's got the dropsies. You know, he's barely averaging 10 yards a catch. He has one touchdown. Last year they were explosive and getting big plays, right? The explosives that James talking about. They were getting to the quarterback and registering sacks, and they were creating mayhem on defense and creating turnovers. None of those three elements have they shown any propensity or consistency or ability to do through their first 4 games. So that's the thing I talked about where a lot of things that they were doing well and were going right, none of that is happening this year. They have, I think, 3 plays over 30 yards. They have 7 sacks in 4 games, and they have 2 interceptions. Last year they were thieves on the turnover front. So it's a lot of different. And is it going to continue to be that way? That's where, you know, you talk about Penn State. Yeah, Penix still, I mean, I've watched him twice this year. He doesn't even pass the eye test this year. That's the difficult part about him is, yeah, his numbers say I'm struggling, right? Like 50% completion percentage, his interceptions, I think he's got 6 and 4 touchdowns. His numbers are down, his big plays are down. But you look at the eye test and watch him and you're like, man, that guy is really, really fighting it. And it could be the culmination of all the injuries and he's still not comfortable. I don't know what it is. But eye test-wise, he just does not look comfortable in his own skin out there.
Let's look at this from the perspective when Penn State has the ball and it's Indiana's defense. First four games that Penn State has played, there have been 3 defenses playing a 3-4. Tougher to run against the way they play it. Teams have sold out for the running game, Ball State, Villanova. Is this a game, if you're Indiana, where you start to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we got to try to stop Sean Clifford and the passing game and not worry as much about the running game?
I actually think it is. I mean, so if you look at it from my perspective, the way I'm looking at this one, Penn State's ranked in the bottom third in the nation in rushing offense, right? Indiana's in the top third in rushing defense. So it's one of their strengths. It's one of their natural inherent strengths. You can kind of see where I'm going, Jimmy. Essentially, Penn State is one-dimensional offensively. I mean, they're a passing team. Look at all those wide receiver screens that they use to cover up their woeful running game. They throw, what, 29 wide receiver screens in four games. I think Indiana's run defense is solid. So the focus, I think, of this defense in this game is going to be how do you slow down Clifford and Dotson and Parker Washington and that passing attack. I think it's going to be a little bit of the opposite of what Villanova did, to be honest with you. I think Indiana has to take the risk and come in this game saying our run defense is good enough to hold up inherently on its own. The adjustments and sort of where we have to go and what we have to focus on is how do we not get a, you know, 300 or 400, you know, dropped on us in the passing game? How do we eliminate that or make that less of a factor? I think that's what they're gonna do defensively. That's just my thoughts, because I think inherently they think Penn State's running game is weak enough and their run game strong enough that they don't have to focus. Run defense, excuse me, is strong enough. They don't have to focus on that.
All right, Andrew, it's time to make your prediction. Interesting, our DraftKings point spread, it's gone up this week. Penn State started as a 10.5-point favorite. That's gone up to 12.5 points. What say you as far as your prediction and also your bold prediction?
So, yeah, I some have talked about this being a revenge game. I mean, kind of, but honestly, didn't Penn State do as much to lose that game as Indiana did to win it last year? So I don't think they should look at it as a revenge game. I think they should look at it as we're not going to kick ourselves in the face like we did last year. I'm going to take Penn State 37, Indiana 20. So what'd you say the spread was up to?
12.5. 12.5.
Yeah,
you still think they're going to cover, and your bold prediction.
I still think they're going to cover. Penn State will finish with more rushing yards than Indiana. How's that one for you?
Well, that's a good one. I think a lot of fans would like to see that. I'm going to go out with 35-17, and here's my bold prediction. My bold prediction is Devin Ford is going to score a touchdown somehow, some way, and Penn State fans will be happy that he scored the touchdown instead of upset that he scores a touchdown. How's that for bold, Andrew?
There you go. That's sticking it out there, Jim.
All right, that is going to have to be it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.